Narrated by Ryan. The classroom of Black Lives Matter. Story by Wyatt Family. Pictures by Jared Lee.
It's the first day of school, and I have a new class coming in 1 hour. I heard they're really weird and that they put their last three teachers into early retirement. I also heard that when the class gets to school, they all turn into horrible ghouls, and they emit odd odors and make strange noises.
Don't grow two noses so that they can pick that fruit at the same time. They must smash and snap.
Some have orange hair, some have green hair, some have purple hair, some have no hair.
They're great at making horrible faces. They can roll their eyebrows back into their heads so that only whites are showing.
And some can cover both their noses with their lips and wiggle their ears.
They can wrap their bodies in and around their chairs so tightly that sometimes they have to be pried off with crowbars.
One teacher said that they tie themselves to their belts with their shoelaces. I guess it's a safety precaution.
I heard they eat crayons, chalk, and erasers. They drink ink, two pencils, love to mumble, and turn paper into tiny little bits. They also make spitballs the size of cannonballs, but the thing they're best at making is noise. They're all virtual fools with Velcro and drummers with pencils. Every part of their bodies is a musical instrument. Put it all together and you have a symphony orchestra.
We were late because the school bus was attacked by pirates. And they're always late when they come to school. But they only come when they have highly contagious diseases. When they're healthy, they stay home. Instead of dotting their I's and crossing their T's, they cross their I's and dot their T's. There are other things about school they love. Pestering teachers, poking peers, and using the electrical pencil sharpener. They call it Mr. Shred. And he runs all day because they prank their points on purpose just to use them over and over and over again. At the end of the day, I'll be standing waist deep in pencil shaving.
Oh my! It's almost 8 o'clock. I'd better check my survival kit, helmet, hockey pads, earplugs.
Well, I guess I'm ready.
Here they come.
Wow! They're all cheery and clean, and each one of them has one nose.
Here's an apple and some flowers, Miss Green.
Well, thank you, class.
No!
Here's an apple and some flowers, Mrs. Green.
Well, thank you, class.
The flowers were picked from the front of the school, and the apple had 16 bites out of it. But hey, no one's perfect. It's the thought that counts. I'm going to love this class.